So a lot of you seem to come every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. And I ask, why? Sometimes you need to edge, let that cum settle in your balls, ferment a bit like the finest wine, to just drink or just feel a splash upon the skin, even if that skin is your own. You should absolutely cherish it. So what I want you to do, darlings, you're going to get into maybe your shirt, your boxers, whatever kind of underwear you wear, and you're going to settle down. Take a few nice deep breaths with me. And if you hate deep breaths, I just want you to breathe normally. Focus on any forms of tension or stress in your body. And when you exhale, you're going to breathe that out. Ready? Don't worry, darling. Gothix is here to take good care of you. Now you're going to settle in. Make sure you have that lube, okay? Or your spit. Something to clean up with. And if you're cold, you can get under your blanket, but that might get a bit messy, don't you think? I guess it's up to you. You just better do your own laundry. If you don't, I'm gonna be really, really disappointed in you, because good boys do their own laundry. You hear me? Good boys stay hydrated. Good boys brush their teeth twice a day. Good boys make sure that their dicks are nice and clean, and their balls too. Good boys even wash their ass, right? And you're my good boy, aren't you? I want you to slowly rub your palms up and down your thighs twice, then your fingertips along your inner thighs. Stop right before you get to your balls, no touching. Then you're going to glide your nails, swirls around your hips, up along your sides and your ribs, then over your chest. Feel it. Feel that skin. What a shame that you can't feel my long fingernails gliding along your body, just adoring it, praising you, telling you how lucky we both are that we're getting to have that moment. Just close your eyes and picture it for a moment there. Good. Now, if you have on black, dark blue, or dark green briefs or boxers, you can go ahead and caress lightly over your balls for 4 seconds only. If you have any other color, you get to lightly walk your fingertips over your balls and then up your cock. And then once you get to the tip, stop. That is all you get right now. Now in your mind, I want you to replay that sensation. You're going to think about what it feels like. You're going to imagine my hot breath going over your cock and your balls. You are so adorable when you tremble like that, darling. You're such a good boy. Now, I want you to think heads or tails. You don't have to flip a coin, though, if you have one. No, I don't want you to get up. You're far too comfortable, and you need to stay right there. Think heads or tails. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Tails. I want you to take your palm and slowly slide it up your shaft. Circle it around the tip of your cock. Fuck, that's so fucking hot. I love the thought of you touching yourself while I tell you to. And if you got heads, I want you to take your fingertip and you're going to slide it along the waistband of your underwear and then slightly dip it down, nowhere near your cock. If your cock is pressed up against the waistband, you're going to move your fingertip to the side. No. Cheating yet? I'm paying attention. Don't you know how succubi are? I am a succubus, and I'll know if you're bad. And again, I'll be disappointed in you. Your load will no longer be special to me. Oh. Now I want all of you to go ahead and wiggle out of those undies. Pop that cock out for me. Let it taste the air. Look at it. It's beautiful. I don't give a fuck what anyone else has told you. All cocks are beautiful and should be celebrated, and you better make sure you're a good boy and you take care of it when you get sweaty or when you're vigorous after you jerk off. You better clean those dicks. Clean all that cum off. Get all of it out too. I don't want you to waste a single fucking drop, even if it's sensitive. Work that fucking cum out. Fuck. I want all of you to grasp that dick in your hand. Focus on how it feels. Picture my soft, warm hand wrapped around it. Fuck. I look sexy with it, don't I? What if I just kiss your thighs? Just a little bit? Maybe give it a tiny little bite. Picture my hazel eyes looking up at you, my long brown curly hair tickling your thigh. Now, what I want you to do is each take a little bit of lube or spit, you better be hydrated, and get that dick wet for me. There you go. Stroke it in up, and then down, and up, and down again. And with your other hand, if you like the feeling of your balls being held, I want you to do that. If you don't, caress your thigh, caress your stomach, circle your finger around your areola, which is not the bullseye. It is not your nipple, okay? Good. Do that. Now go ahead and twist your hand around the tip for 1, 2. Stop. Let your cock go. And now we're gonna have a little bit of fun. Now I want you to think of a color: red, blue, yellow, or orange. Red, blue, yellow, or orange. 3, 2, 1. If you picked yellow, go ahead and stroke 3 more seconds for me. 1, 2, 3. If you picked blue, just go ahead and stroke that tip for me. 1, 2, 3. Stop. If you picked any of the other colors, you're gonna go ahead and stroke that dick nice and slow. Ready? 1, 2. Twist that hand on that tip. 1, 2. Stop. Now all of you, make sure that dick is wet. And you're gonna say it out loud, or in your head if you have to be quiet: thank you, Mistress Gothics. I'm your good boy. Now again, you're gonna pick a number between 1 and 10. Again, make sure that dick is fucking wet. Look at it. There better be some pre-cum on that cock for me. And if you've came to my voice before, I want you to think about those orgasms and how it felt to come for me. I hope that you've come to me multiple times, or if you haven't, that you will. Now I want all of you to go on and stroke. You know what? Work your hips a bit for me. Stroke that perfect cock up and down. maybe grip it a little bit tighter if you like it. Twist that hand on that tip. Use your thumb to press against your frenulum. And if you like it, use a finger to push against your taint, which is between your balls and your ass. If you like putting something in your ass, I want you to pause and go get it for me and work it in there. Thinking about you doing that is so hot, no matter what you do. So go ahead and pick that number between 1 and 10. Go on, think about it. Listen to my voice. Moan for me if you can. Moan Gothics or Minxie. Be my good fucking boy. Keep that dick wet. It's so fucking hot thinking about you spitting on it. I would give you my spit if I could. Pump that cock faster now. Ready? If you're in between 1 to 3, I want you to fucking come for me when you feel it. Give me that fucking cum. 10, 9. If you didn't pick 1 to 3, you keep fucking stroking. You edge that dick. 8. Just thinking about your dick fucking twitching and leaking pre-cum is making me squirm in my fucking chair. My clit's throbbing. What was I on? 7? I can't wait till you splash that cum all over your hand or your body. 6 is a fucking building up for me. Work that dick. Twist your hand on the tip. 3, 2, 1. Back down. Fuck. Work those hips. Think about me straddling you and grinding my clit against your frenulum and working it between my labia so fucking wet. 5. Almost there. The rest of you better keep fucking pumping. And you know what? The rest of you, actually, let go for 3 seconds. 4. 3. Fuck. 2. The rest of you pump that cock. 1. Are you ready to come for me, my good boys? Give me that fucking cum. Come for me. Moan my name. Buck those fucking hips. Come. Fucking come. If you picked 9 or 10, twist those hands on that tip. You are gonna keep edging. And you don't get to come today at all. I want you to be my really good boys. Don't come today. You can come to another one of my audios or someone else's audios tomorrow. I want you to go ahead and edge for like 3 to 5 more minutes. What do you think? Can you do that? Can you store that delicious fucking cum in those balls just a little bit longer? I promise you, if you edge, you're gonna come even fucking harder. And if you picked between 4 and 8, you're gonna fucking come for me too. Are you ready? 10. Oh, picture my fingers around your fucking cock, me looking in your eyes. I'm gonna spit on it a bit. You hear that in my mouth? So fucking wet. Just for you, I'm gonna wipe up some of my fucking wetness, and I'm gonna put my finger in your mouth, and you're gonna suck it fucking clean, and then I'm gonna do it again, and I'm gonna wipe it on your frenulum. Rub your thumb in a circle around that spot, and if you're fucking your ass, fuck it good for me, baby. I want one of those prostate orgasms, or maybe you'll have both. 10. Oh. 9. Pump that fucking cock. 8. Oh, I love the sounds you're making. I love the way you fucking squirm. 7. My name again, please. Let my voice stroke you. Six. That's a good boy. Give me that fucking cum. I think I've deserved it. Five. There we go. Keep going. Twist your hand around that tip. Picture you're fucking me right now. My pussy is so good at squeezing. I do Kegels every fucking day. Four. Just a bit more. Three. Oh, I want that cum so bad. You've been so fucking good. Two. Oh, fuck. One. Come for me. Fucking come for me. Keep fucking pumping that cock. Go on. Come for me. Let it fucking splash out. I want you to watch it. Every fucking drop of that cum belongs to me. Tell me. It's yours, Gothics. It's yours, Minxie. I'm your good fucking boy. I'm so proud of all of you. Whether you've come or not, or you're edging, you were all such good boys for listening to me. I appreciate every single one of you. Now I want you to go ahead and lay on your bed. Relax some nice, deep breaths. Close your eyes. Focus on that afterglow. And I'm gonna run my fingers slowly through your hair. Cuddle next to you. Give you a couple of kisses. Good boy. You're such a good boy. So just take a moment, catch your breath, and then I want you to go and get cleaned up and go get something to drink and be nice to yourself today. And you better thank me. I deserve it.